Hurricane Arthur made landfall at 11:15 last night at Shackleford Banks, or just east of Beaufort, with maximum sustained winds or wind gusts around 100 miles an hour. There is actually a peak wind gust of 101 miles an hour near Cape Lookout. But it is out to sea now. It's still a Category 2 hurricane with winds gusting to around 100 miles an hour, but it is not affecting land as much anymore.
Katie, I have heard that the worst part of the hurricane is the right side. Explain to our listeners, if you would, how the path that this storm took was the worst scenario, since the eye passed to the left of the Outer Banks.
Correct. With the motion of the storm, in addition to the winds, the resultant wind is even stronger on that right side of the storm. So that is the side that pounded the Outer Banks this morning.
Arthur has picked up quite a bit of speed. What does the future hold for this storm? What's it doing now, and what's it going to do in the coming days?
It's going to continue to move off to the northeast as the cold front pushes across our area today. But it's going to weaken somewhat in the next couple of days. But it's going to eventually pass up towards Nova Scotia by Saturday.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Let's shift gears for just a little bit to tonight. All of us here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community have been wondering how all of this would affect our weather for 4th of July celebrating today, and also celebrating tonight for the big fireworks display. What's our weather going to be like tonight?
It's actually going to be a rather great day today. There's a cold front that's moving through as we speak, and so we're going to have some drier and cooler air coming in. We're still going to have highs in the mid-80s today, but we're going to feel noticeably drier than we have the past couple of days. And actually, tonight is going to be very pleasant. We might have lows into the low 60s tonight.
Wow, that sounds good. So beautiful weather today and tonight. How about the rest of the big July 4th weekend?
It's going to be nice all weekend as high pressure settles over the area. It'll gradually warm up a little bit, but it'll still feel not as muggy as it has the past week. And it should be dry most of the weekend.
So we're in store for a nice weekend for the beach and the pool?
You are indeed.